Hi, welcome to another episode of A Significant Other, the show on the funny sides of relationships. On this first of a two-part episode, I'm speaking to Shakira, a creative at heart. I will let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Shakira. I am a single mother. I live in Southeast London. I'm in my 30s and I currently work for a business school within an events role. But I am definitely a creative at heart. I love music. I love words specifically. And so by extension, I love writing as well. And I'm a Christian.
I started out wanting to know of funny experiences she's had in previous relationships.
Yeah, I would say the funniest thing that's ever happened to me with regards to relationships is a relationship that I had in my late teens. And it was basically that classic situation of someone you didn't initially like, you gave a chance and they end up being the one leaving you. So when I was 17, I met this guy just randomly at a restaurant, and we became friends. So I had just moved out of living with family at the time, and he just seemed to be a constant presence during that period. And he was very attentive, so his calls would be just to check up on me and to find out how I was doing and if I'd eaten that day. So when he actually asked me to become his girlfriend, I was in two minds because I was not attracted to him at all. And when I say that, I literally mean like when we started dating, I would hide him from my friends is how much I wasn't. I wasn't trying to show him off. But he had been really consistent, and I thought for that he deserved a chance. So we started dating, and it was a whirlwind romance that lasted all of 6.5 months. And the relationship itself, I guess, was fine for the most part, but it ended because I found out that he was now seeing somebody else, but we weren't broke up, and I didn't actually know that we were supposed to be broken up. So discovering some chick's toothbrush in your boyfriend's bathroom is not great. I just found that so funny because initially I was the one who wasn't really into him, and it ends with him not really being into me.
What could possibly get Shakira into someone?
I would say that faith is definitely the biggest part. So just being on the same page with regards to that. And then after that, I think enjoying and liking some of the same things. So as I mentioned, creativity is a big part of my life. And I think it's just good when you have somebody that understands and appreciates that. So I have my most recent relationship was with someone who was a designer. So he actually makes garments for men, women. I was definitely made my own dress during the relationship. So I think definitely having an appreciation for creativity and the creative arts in general is amazing. But I think really what gets you to the point of being into someone is the everyday stuff. So yes, in relationships you have, wow moments, but for the most part it is consistently being in somebody's day-to-day life is obviously how you get to know them for real. The honeymoon period goes out of the window and then you kind of see more of who you're dealing with. So I definitely have an appreciation for the day-to-day living of having just simple conversations. And there'll be times where you have heavy conversations about people's past and things like that, but for the most part, it's just being around each other and rubbing off on each other.
What else did she discover about her dates aside toothbrushes?
There was a guy I was seeing in my early 20s, and it wasn't a relationship. Well, first of all, it wasn't a relationship. Second of all, it wasn't a situation that we entered into intentionally. So it was one of those things where we were friends and we clearly enjoyed spending time together. And the more time we spent together, the more kind of involved we got, but it was never declared to be a relationship. And there was a point where I just inquired about where we were with regards to getting into really a clear answer. And I remember there was a day where he was at mine and he was leaving, and he basically just expressed like, oh, this is, you know, this situation's really messy. Like, what am I gonna do about us when I get a girlfriend?
Whoa.
And I was like, sorry? I was like, So I think that realizing, I guess, that someone just sees you as a bit on the side because they have full intentions of going to find a relationship elsewhere, and being bold enough to say that, was a scary discovery for me. So I'd say that's another shocking thing I discovered, just that not only were we on the same page, but actually he felt comfortable enough to tell me that I was not going to be his girlfriend.
What was the most memorable date she's been on?
So I'd say the most memorable date I had was on Valentine's Day years back. I can't remember what year it is exactly. I think 2015 or 16, and I got a call saying, can you come outside? Or a text message saying, can you come outside? It was unexpected. So obviously I was in pajamas. I don't think I'd brushed my teeth at this point. So I'm like, brush your teeth as quickly as you can, wipe off whatever you can, just get the headscarf off and get out the door. And so I opened my front door and there were rose petals from my front door to a car. And I got into the car and I was basically told that I would be picked up at a certain time. I was handed a box and I needed to be ready with the contents of the box by the time I was going to be picked up later on that day. I know, some people really take it there. So I came back upstairs, opened the box. It was an amazing dress. And obviously those hours leading up to getting ready was filled with lots of excitement. And then got ready, was picked up later and went to, didn't know where I was going, but ended up in the theatre in central London. And that was great. He was clearly exhausted from all of this planning that he fell asleep in the theater. And then when we came out, I think it was so late that we couldn't find anywhere that was worth our attire to eat. So we ended up in pretty much like a ball gown is the only way I'll describe it, and a tuxedo in Nando's. And so, we obviously, everyone was like, what are these people doing? To be honest, we got attention at the theater itself. So that was already a thing. But now to end up in Nando's, people were like, I think they're slightly overdressed. I would say that was the most memorable date that I've had.
How important is romance in a relationship to you?
Yeah, I think part of having an appreciation for creativity is why I would say it definitely matters. So, you know, the date I just explained, it wasn't just someone waking up in the morning deciding to do that, right? It's somebody, I think he took pride in that himself. It wasn't just for me. I feel like it was also for him because the story went far and wide, right? And so I think it would be very important. I believe that I am quite an attentive person in all my relationships generally, but particularly when it comes to a significant other. I feel like I pay attention to what you're saying. I'm always looking for ways in which to meet needs or just make the person know that I am paying attention. And so to not have that reciprocated would be a bit of a shame. But yeah, I'm looking for people who, well, not people, one person. But yeah, just the one is enough. But yeah, looking for, I guess, someone who, yeah, would get excited about making my day as much as I would do theirs.
Since she's a lot older now, I was also curious how dating is now compared to when she was a teen.
I think I would know what to look for. So I'd say probably my requirements back then would have been, is he attractive? That's it. No, I'm joking. Is he attractive? That's enough. But yeah, no, is he? I mean, yeah, to be honest, it was quite simple stuff. You know, is he attractive? Does he like me? Would I be proud to kind of walk down the street with him? Whatever, you know, comes out of that. And I think that would have been it, to be honest. whereas I think now, obviously, that list has grown in leaps and bounds, and I know more of who I am and what would be suitable for me. I know what makes a person someone that you can rely on. I know what it means for somebody to have a vision, a plan for the future. I know what it means to be on the same page intellectually, I guess. And so, yeah, so I'd say back then it was really, honestly, people were getting into relationships off the back of he's got the latest trainers or whatever. So it wasn't really, I mean, the requirements were not many. But yeah, now I think obviously as a full-blown woman with dating experience, what works, what doesn't, what I liked about previous relationships, what I didn't, it's just so much easier to literally just filter through a list of things and put people in yes, no, maybe categories.
How also is dating more interesting as a single mother?
I think that's a great question. I think, first of all, dating would be different for single with dependent versus single without. But also I think single with dependent looks like so many different things. And so even when I answer this question, I'm not answering on behalf of all single parents everywhere, right? Because you could have one child who's a, you know, toddler, you could have two children who are teenagers. So it just looks, why you're single could look different. You could be widowed, you could be divorced. In my case, I am single, never married. And I have a daughter who is 11 years old. And so dating as a single mother has looked different at different stages. So when I first had her, I think, you know, guys wouldn't touch me with a barge pole because there probably was a possibility in their mind that you could get back with your child's father, right? And so no one's looking at a woman who has a one-year-old child and even thinking of her as a potential. And so it probably took her dad getting married and her just being a little bit older for people to, for guys to, yeah, just think I was a safe bet. And then I think as in the 20s as well, there's still that thing of people associating single parenthood, especially when it's a woman who's a single parent, with drama. And, you know, African American TV hasn't helped with that, with creating that negative stigma around single parenthood. And so, yeah, like, obviously, if you're to choose, and with this point, I don't necessarily blame people, because obviously, you know, whose desire ever was it to meet someone who had a child? You know, that wouldn't be anybody's preference, I would say. It happens, you know, and obviously some people are more open-minded than others, but nobody's putting that on their list of what they're looking for. So in the 20s, obviously, it's just so much easier to date someone who is like you, you know, no dependents, their money is their own, their time is their own. You can start life together afresh. And then the older you get, the more people have kids, the more likely it is that, you know, women or men in their 30s would have had, you know, previous experiences or previous relationships that would cause them to now be a lone parent. And so I would say it's more common, but my experience anyway is of the open-minded and the closed-minded. So like I said, there's some people who hear that before they even ask any other question, they've already decided that they're not even gonna get involved with the dynamic, as they call it. They don't want to know if you're widowed. They don't want to know if you're, they're not interested, right? That you don't fit the picture that they have of what their life is supposed to look like. And then there are people who are open, and you get the people who are, you know, think they would be okay to do it, and maybe they start doing it and they're like, oh, I don't know about this. And then you get the people who are really hesitant but give it a go anyway, and actually are pleasantly surprised that it's not as complicated and as just complicated as they thought it would be. So I have met definitely the open-minded. I've met the hesitant but pleasantly surprised. I haven't experienced, yes, I'm really up for it, and then, you know, you get in there and they're like, oh, actually, I don't know about this. So my experience has been of kind of dealing with people's stigma. If someone doesn't want to hear anything else after I've said that, that's fine. The people who are interested in getting to know the individual, because you're not getting into a relationship with the person and their child, right? the person is still a person by themselves. And so the people who just see the individual and want to find out more about the individual before they think about, you know, the things around them, because the thing is, the other person will probably have things around them as well. It's not a child, but you know, you might later disclose to me that, you know, you are divorced, maybe, like, that has its complications. You might disclose that you have a disability, you know, like, the dating apps aren't asking you this, you know. So I think, yeah, there's some people who are like, man, woman, let's get to know each other, we'll worry about the rest later. And then, yeah, obviously the reality of actually maneuvering around each other in terms of logistics and my availability, and the reality of what a potential marriage could look like.
Would she date someone else that is also a single parent?
So I can't speak of before I had a child, because obviously I wasn't really, you know, fully blown in dating relationships before then, because I had her quite young. After having her, I think I was close to the idea, because I thought it would only add more to the situation. And so it's almost like a jigsaw puzzle family, I guess, which yeah, it's like I already have this, you know, call it what you want, but it definitely adds another layer to the relationship. And so I already come with an additional layer. And so for you to come with yet another layer on top of that layer, it's just like, guys, like, this is too much, okay? This is too much. You go find a single person, I'll do the same, and we can just spread out the layers, yeah? but now I think, especially because she's older as well, and yeah, I can just appreciate that she is not a child that I'm predominantly just looking after and caring for, but you know, I like to refer to her now as, you know, my roommate. We always joke with people that we're sisters. So there's more to her than just being a child that I have to feed and clothe and pay for and all of that kind of stuff. So I think knowing who she is now, I think I'd definitely be open to the idea. And I am yet to decline, I guess, the opportunity to know somebody because they have a child.
That's all on this episode of A Significant Other. Do listen out for the concluding part of this episode and don't forget to share with friends and let me know what you think of the show. You can drop comments and feedback, and I'll also be excited to hear stories about your significant other. Bye.